subject to numerous showers and thunderstorms, the high at 82. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 77 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
The Gary Harris Show. You see him host Tider Insider TV, Crimson Tide Kickoff, play-by-play for Alabama sports, and sports director for WVUA 23. It's time for the Gary Harris Show on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into the Gary Harris Show for this September the 24th, 2025. It's a Wednesday Hump Day edition. I'm Gary Harris, Chase Brumfield, alongside manning the controls, taking your phone calls on the Storage Center hotline at 205-342-9904. And we are ready to go. We got a great show on tap for you today and a special giveaway. Wimp and Barry mentioned it. I had them mention it at the end. I'll tell you more about it in just a moment. But your chance to go see a really special show tonight. If you know, it's Larry the Music Man Day, and if you like American music, the Country Soul and Rock and Roll Tour is coming to the Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater tonight. So you got everything. I mean, you got country, soul, and rock and roll. And we are going to give away five pair of tickets to that great show tonight at the Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater. And the Beach Boys, of course, as iconic of American group as there's ever been. Mike Love is still the lead singer. Bruce Johnston, longtime keyboardist, was actually walking around downtown Tuscaloosa yesterday and ate at Brick and Spoon. How about that? And you've also got the OJs. The Beach Boys and the OJs are the headliners. Iconic American rock and roll, iconic American soul and R&B. The Beach Boys also are featuring Low Cash, which is a country group. And then the OJ special guest is Herman's Hermits, starring Peter Noon, iconic British 60s group. So this is a heck of a show, the Country Soul and Rock and Roll Tour at the Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater tonight. I've got five pairs of tickets that I'm going to give away. I'm still trying to figure out when we're going to give them away. Well, probably because it's too hard on Chase to be tying up the phone line five different times. So when we get ready to give them away, we're probably just going to give them all away at once. You know, we'll just take our five cars. Now, listen, it's going to be simple, too. Now, these are going to be real tickets, paper tickets that you'll pick up at the Will Call building at the River Theater. So there won't be any, I won't have to do any transferring from my phone or any email or anything like that. And you won't have to come by the radio station or anything like that. So we'll make it simple. Chase will get your name and your phone number and transfer it to me. And I will let the amphitheater know after my show. And then you'll go pick up those tickets. Five pair, so be five winners, you and a friend, and this is going to be a heck of a show. I wish I could go. I really do. This is one of those shows that I would love to go to. Again, my schedule working at night makes it impossible, unfortunately, but I tell you this, if you get to go, you're going to enjoy it. Now, for the first time in like a year, there's a chance of showers, but that amphitheater, the stage is covered, and I don't think it's going to rain that much, and you know, the show should be good to go. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to have that opportunity for you, courtesy of the Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater. Great show tonight, and it happens to come out and work out well that it's on our music day here on the program. But again, the Beach Boys featuring Low Cash, which is a country music duo from Nashville that have had a lot of big hits. And then the OJs with special guest Herman's Hermits starring Peter Noon. All that, four acts tonight on that Bill Country Soul and Rock and Roll Tour, summer tour at the Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater tonight. So we're looking forward to that. Also on the show, some special guests, as always, some audio from Ty Simpson and Deontay Lawson. But right now, we are going to tell you that this hour of the Gary Harris Show is being brought to you, as always, by your trusted partner for financial success. Embrace financial well-being with Alabama Credit Union, member-owned and not-for-profit. It's just a better way of banking. I encourage you to find out more at alabamacu.com. That's alabamacu.com, Alabama Credit Union. Loans for real life. Some rules and restrictions do apply. See if you're eligible for membership. Then join today and feel good about your money. And put a little extra change in your pocket. All right, Matt Coulter on NASCAR coming up at 9:30 as we are starting to get down to the nitty-gritty with the playoffs. At 10:30, Larry the Music Man. And again, your favorite R&B and soul female artist from the 1970s. I think he asked for four of them. And also, I think he said attach a song to one of them. You know, that might be a little too much for everybody. But if you, you know, want to call in with the artist and with the song that the artist performed, that's what we're going to be talking about at 10:30 this morning with Larry the Music Man. And that'll be a lot of fun, as always. Right now, we're going to jump out on the Storage Center hotline at 205-342-9904. And Ragged Glory is going to lead us off this morning. Good morning, Ragged Glory.
Good morning, Gary. And thank you. Hey, Chase is, let me help you with your dilemma yesterday about switchboard, keyboard artists, and all that. His name is Jukebox Hero.
Jukebox Hero. That's a good one for him.
Yeah, it is. Hey, yeah. I didn't even know this show was going to happen tonight. Wow. Talk about my genre.
Well, listen, you and Julene need to be listening for when we qualify, or not qualify, but we're just going to take some callers to winners. Y'all ought to go tonight. And
there's an issue with that. So I will, if I was to call in and win for any reason at all, I'd rather give it to somebody else. So don't worry about us.
Yeah. Okay.
And thank you. And thank you for considering that. I appreciate that. What I'm calling in for is, wouldn't it have been nice if the Braves could have been playing this kind of baseball early on?
Oh, sure. Sure it would have been.
Oh, man. I know they're not going to make their 500 mark, but it was just so good to see them starting to pull it together. And I'm hoping that Snicker says, you know what? We can do this next year. You know what I mean?
Well, I think a lot of people are hoping that Snicker decides to let somebody else do it, but we'll see.
I don't know. I would hate.
Well, I think he's going to come back. I think he enjoys managing too much, but we'll see.
I agree. I do have a question for you and Matt Coulter. I haven't heard yet, but do you think that the Wood Brothers are going to be back next year? And how about the performance with Josh Berry?
Yeah, boy, I tell you, they had a great run.
I just see him evolving, and I think his time's coming up. So I just don't know if you know, re-signing and everything, and if they're going to be going full-time, I just don't know.
Well, I asked Matt. My anticipation is that they will. Like you said, they got a great young driver. Of course, Wood Brothers' problem is they have a great eye for talent, but oftentimes when they get a good young driver, he gets poached away by one of the big power teams, and that's something that they've had to consistently deal with. But you're right about Josh Berry. He's talented, and they've had a good year, and I would expect that they'll be back full-time next year, but I'll ask Matt.
I do appreciate that, Gary. Hey, thanks for taking my call, and rock and roll.
You betcha. And thank you, Ragged Glory. Appreciate you. Well, hey, before we go any further, we're going to do something here because there was an injury yesterday morning at Alabama's football practice to a local. It's, you know, we don't want an injury to anybody, but this is a young man that I've covered since high school. Know his dad. Jamarian Latham, the former Pickens County standout, was injured yesterday, and head coach Kalen DeBoer issued a statement yesterday evening, and I'll read it for you now. We don't have any further update. If we get one, I'll see if I can find out some more information. But this was put out on Tuesday evening from Coach Kalen DeBoer. During today's practice session, Jamarian Latham sustained a neck injury. He was transported to UAB St. Vincent's Hospital for further evaluation and care. We are pleased to report that Ja has full feeling and motion, and he is currently undergoing a thorough medical assessment to determine the next steps in his recovery. Our top priority is Ja's health and well-being. We are in close contact with his family and the medical team and will continue to support him in every way possible. Further updates will be provided as appropriate. So we'll, you know, wait for those updates this morning, and there's a chance that we may get one. If we do, we'll certainly pass it along. All right, we're off and running here on the Gary Harris Show. As I said, Matt Coulter on NASCAR at 9:30, Larry the Music Man at 10:30. We're going to give away 5 pair of tickets to that great show coming up tonight at the Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater featuring the Beach Boys and the OJs with Low Cash and Herman's Hermits starring Peter Noon. We're going to hear from Ty Simpson. He had media availability yesterday, the Alabama quarterback, and also Deontay Lawson did as well. And I might send Chase a little Kirby Smart, too. Not from Monday, but he met with the media again following practice last night. And I've got a little bit of that. Had an interesting comment on the time that he was the defense coordinator in 2015, and Alabama went over there the last time that they went over there to play Georgia. Kirby had a comment on that, so very interesting, and we'll have that for you as well. All right, 205-342-9904 is the number if you want to call in. 205-342-9904 is the number on the Storage Center hotline. We'd love to hear from you in the next segment. We're wide open for phone calls. Alabama Georgia week, it's getting closer. And yes, Chase, I made my prediction. Pardon me, on Tider Insider TV last night, along with Rodney Orr, and I'll give you Rodney's prediction as well. I'll have that for you in the next segment. What do I think? What is my score prediction? That's coming up next right here on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 AM WTBC, your home for Alabama sports.
Here's what's trending on the Tuscaloosa Thread.
Good Wednesday morning. Parents of a one-year-old who was a student at Word Academy Daycare in Northport have filed a lawsuit. It claims their child was allowed to fall out of a high chair at the daycare, landing on their head and face. Two employees were fired. The daycare is now closed after parental complaints surfaced on social media concerning physical abuse. The situation is still under investigation. Click TuscaloosaThread.com for more West Alabama news, sports, and weather. Don Hartley, Town Square Media, Tuscaloosa.
As much as Innisfree has evolved, it will always be that place to escape and have a good time. Whether it's for a game day weekend, to reminisce on college days, or to create new memories, if you're looking for a good time, there's only one thing to do. Head to the Free at 1925 University Boulevard. And don't forget about the Lucky Lunch Meet and 3 special Monday.
Learn another language? Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com to save up to 50%. Babbel.com.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past that has not been the case, and this I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise with Us on our website.
You see him on WVUA 23 covering sports and on Tider Insider TV on Tuesday nights. Don't miss a minute of the Gary Harris Show. Weekdays from 9 to 11 on Tide 100.9.
Show 920 here on the Gary Harris program, and All right, Chase, when do you think is a good time to give away these tickets? You want to do it to kick off the second hour? Yeah, let's do that. And again, we've got five pair, so we are not going to do a contest or anything like that. We want to get these tickets out in people's hands, let them enjoy the show. So when we kick off hour number two, right at 10 o'clock, a little after 10 o'clock, we're going to go ahead and give away those five pair of tickets, and we'll just take the first five callers. Again, need your name and your phone number, and I'll leave that information at Will Call at the amphitheater. And so you'll just go, you'll go up to the Will Call window, give them your name, and they'll have your tickets ready for you. So we're going to do that at 10 o'clock this morning, give away these five pair of tickets to this great show coming up. All right, right now, let's get to Ty Simpson, the Alabama quarterback. How long is that, Chase? It's not very long, is it? Yeah, he had media availability yesterday. Some of the questions might be a little bit tough to hear, but we shot the video for WVUA 23, and I sent it to Chase. We want to hear from he's going to need a minute to get it ready to go, but we need to hear from the Alabama quarterback, because this is a game where, you know, his caliber of play and how he plays in the game is going to have a lot to do with how this game goes. I mean, it really, really is. So, and he talks about his familiarity with the Georgia staff. That's something that, you know, he's been here. This is his fourth year. He played for Coach Saban, which Kirby and Coach Saban run the same system. And there's a lot of coaches on that staff that are familiar with Alabama. Glenn Schumann, the defensive coordinator, Tavarius Robinson, obviously Kirby Smart. So Ty Simpson's like, you know what? I know those coaches. I know that system. It's are we going to need to wait a little bit on that? All right, I guess we'll just have to wait a little bit on Ty Simpson. Chase is trying to get it pulled down. Do we have anything over there that's ready to roll, sound-wise, audio-wise?
The Wi-Fi is a little slow right now, so I'm just waiting for it to finish downloading.
Okay, well, we'll just wait on Ty. And what about the clips that I just sent you from last night from Kirby on his post-practice? Same type thing, having to wait around on those?
Just a little bit. That should be a lot quicker.
Okay, let's see if you can go ahead and get those ready. In the meantime, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's run, because I plan on running some sound here in this segment. Let's run some Kirby from Monday, and we'll get the later sound in a little bit here, just a couple of clips. Let's run his evaluation of Ty Simpson and the Bama offense so far this season. That was ready to go in, Chase. All right, let's get that.
Alabama offense change year over year. Obviously, the quarterback has changed, but how has their identity changed, if at all?
Well, I mean, Ty's different than Milroe. You said it. So there's a difference in that, but he's a really good athlete. Like, he's a tremendous athlete. He played in games last year, and you watch all the snaps he took, and he has 60, 70, 80-yard runs that are, you know, running down the field, outrunning good defenses. So he's a talented player. I would say he's probably the hottest quarterback right now in all of college football. His two last outings, I don't know that I've seen an incompletion. Like, the ball does not hit the ground. He's been accurate. He's been quick with the ball. They're really hard to defend because of their skill. They've got tremendous skill, receivers, backs, tight ends, but you got to have a trigger guy that can get those guys the ball, and they do. And he's seeing the field. I didn't realize, you know, in the Florida State game, it was as messy and sloppy as the weather was at times. You know, like we were playing a game during that time, so I had no idea until last week. You go watch, and you're like, oh, okay, it was a rainy, sloppy game. In the other games he's played, there's been no sloppiness. I mean, he's accurate, he's quick with the ball, he's a good decision maker, and has made some elite throws. So they're clicking right now offensively, for sure.
All right, Kirby Smart, Georgia head coach. How much of an advantage is it for Georgia to have the home field on this coming game? Clearly the Tide has had the better of Georgia regardless of where they've played them. But the last time they played at Sanford Stadium was 2015. So it's been 10 years since Alabama has been to Athens. Here's Kirby on home field advantage.
How much of a difference do you think playing this game at home can make for you guys?
being at home is an advantage. Just as I say, going on the road is hard. Going on the road last year to play the games we played, hard. Going to Tennessee a couple weeks ago was hard. Playing at home, it helps. The atmosphere helps. The crowd noise helps. Being familiar with your surroundings and all that stuff helps. But at the end of the day, you got to go play football, and it comes down to matchups. It comes down to who blocks and tackles the best, who executes and does things in the key moments of the game. So certainly glad it's at home, but we still got to play well.
All right, it is 9:25, and we're going to go ahead and hit the break a little bit early because Matt Coulter is on a little bit of a time crunch. And we're going to make sure that we give him full opportunity to do his segment and then get on to what he needs to take care of. So we're going to go ahead and take our break and come back with Matt Coulter on NASCAR. And we're getting down, as I said, to the nitty-gritty, and we can't wait to visit with Matt Coulter. That's coming up next year on the Gary Harris Show, 10 o'clock. We're going to give away those great concert tickets to the Beach Boys, the OJs. It'll be a lot of fun tonight over the Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater. We'll be back with Matt Coulter on NASCAR next year on Tide 100.9 FM and 1230 AM WTBC, your home for Alabama sports.
Your flagship home of Alabama sports. We are a championship school, and school is in session.
Makes a catch, makes them bang into each other, stays on his feet, breaks a tackle, scores, scores!
Join us Saturday as the Crimson Tide start SEC play against the Georgia Bulldogs. Our coverage begins at 3:30 on your...
That's leafilter.com/country for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
For more from Tide 100.9,
let's it fly! And there's it!
Whoa! Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and SoundCloud.
Back to the Gary Harris Show, Matt Coulter on NASCAR. And like I said, we're going to get Matt out of here around 9:45 this morning. So we're going to dive right in. And good morning, Matt. How are you?
I'm good. Got it. Woke up with a scratchy throat. Well, that's all about. So hopefully
we're going to get some rain. It's going to alleviate some of this dryness and the allergies and the ragweed and all that. And you'll feel better. But boy, that's rough. I've battled it myself. So let's dive in here. You know, it's Penske time. You get into these playoffs, and especially on these types of tracks, these mile tracks, and Ryan Blaney, and I had picked Logano, and I thought Logano was going to win it for a while, and of course you had Christopher Bell, but Penske was strong, and Ryan Blaney, when he gets out front, he might be as good a driver as holding off the field as there is. So a big win for the 12, and he advances now into the round of 8, and we got one more race before we go down to 8, but Ryan Blaney is in, and he's looking like he's won one championship, and right now he looks really like a serious contender to win a second.
Yeah, you know, it's best to pick towards the end of the year, and that's certainly what Blaney's doing, but from every report I read, when they just took those Penske Fords off the haulers in New Hampshire, they were ready to go.
Yeah, that's what everybody said. All the other drivers said they had the field covered.
They got us covered, and the Fords all ran well there, but you know, it came down to it was going to be a Penske car, and your pick of Logano was a very, very good one. But Blaney was there, and he was able to hold off and win it down the stretch. And, you know, I guess it almost bounces back and forth every week, but I'd pick him to win it all now. He's done it before. He knows the way, and we'll see. We'll see, but I thought it was a pretty good race. Wasn't the best one of the year, but I got a chance to see most of it. I had a lot of family in town over the weekend, but what were your thoughts?
I didn't watch much of it, and I went back and watched clips, and my main takeaways, Matt, were what you said, just listening to the the Gibbs drivers and the Hendrick drivers just saying, hey, man, Penske had us covered in this one. And wrote the, you know, all the Yates engines, you know, because we'll talk about Josh Berry in a moment. And we already got a call for a question about the Wood Brothers that I'm going to ask you. But and then, of course, the other thing, the other takeaway was the dust up between Ty Gibbs and Denny Hamlin here. My Lord. Yeah. I mean, it was bad enough that a spokesman for Gibbs Racing had to come out and do a media Q&A about, you know, we think that we can, you know, this won't be a problem. But Denny just basically said, hey, I'm trying to win your family a championship, and you're out here keeping me from it. I mean, that was a big story in the race, I thought.
Well, and I thought it was real interesting when Joe Gibbs had to say after the race, he said, well, we're just going to let the two drivers settle that. Well, that may be all great for intents and purposes, but I think they'll have a meeting. And even though Ty Gibbs, I looked up the charter on them. Ty Gibbs isn't just a racer. He's a co-owner of that team. And I think that makes it even more complicated here.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact of the matter, for those who didn't watch it, they run in stages, and at the end of the second stage, Gibbs was ahead of Hamlin, their teammate, and Gibbs just refused to yield the position, which is valuable in the terms of points.
Absolutely.
In the top 10 of each stage. And especially as playoff time, those are extremely valuable. But he went out of his way like he was trying to win the third race of the year, which, by the way, Gibbs is not in the playoff picture. So he just kept blocking him, and I thought he was so out of line, and I'm a small call down to Joe Gibbs for not coming out there and saying, hey, you know, you go and you try and win every race as much as you can, but that's the playoffs, man. Don't you relinquish it? I didn't think that was an unwritten rule. I thought it was a written rule.
Yeah, and what makes it so odd is the Gibbs and, you know, Gibbs and Hendrick and Penske, I think, are the three power teams. There are other good teams and other good organizations, but I think most people would say those are the top three. And Gibbs is, you know, with Joe Gibbs and the family atmosphere and, you know, very, you know, value system organization, pray before and after every race, which I think is awesome. But I think this may be the first time we're getting the old, you know, blood is thicker than water, because I'm with you. I thought for sure that the Gibbs organization would come out and say, listen, in this particular instance, we think Ty made a mistake. And, you know, we've got one driver running for a championship and one that's not. And, you know, and for them, for Joe Gibbs, and really the spokesman that I heard kind of said the same thing, you know, that's, you know, that's a driver issue. Everybody wants to win. But I don't know. I think Rick Hendrick or Roger Penske in that situation handle it differently. That's just my thoughts. Yours?
I agree 100%. And we'll see how it works on, because I'll bet if that goes 1-2 or 2-3, however they run this week, Kansas, I don't think Hamlin's going to – Hamlin may turn him into the wall. I don't know. Hamlin's older, and he's – and you know, I think about that now. No, he wouldn't do that because he needs to win a championship, but he's done everything else. So.
Yeah. He wants it bad, and I think that's why he was so upset. Is, you know, he wants that championship before he retires, and that's the only thing he hasn't done. And you're out there, and if Ty Gibbs is in the playoff, then that's different. But you've got a teammate who is not in the playoffs, and I liked Hamlin's quote. You know, I'm trying to win your family a championship. You know,
and seriously.
Yeah, I was blown away by that. Hey, Ragged Glory called in, wanted him. You know, everybody loves the Wood Brothers, and I do too. And, you know, still a unique team. And Josh Berry's had a heck of a year and got a second place finish there at New Hampshire. But he wanted to know, because I don't see any reason that they wouldn't come back. And it seems like they have the money to do it. Of course, you always worry about your driver getting poached when you're the Wood Brothers, because they have a great eye for talent. But is the plan for the Wood Brothers to run, you know, full time, a full sponsorship again next year in the 21?
I haven't heard anything to the contrary. I would hope so. But I think they've locked in on Josh Berry, and it's a good one. But, you know, I thought they were doing pretty well with Harrison Burton. So what do I know? But, you know, they're the lone ship out there on the sea as far as the independents and drivers, although they do have associations. But I hope they keep him. And I like Josh Berry. I've liked him ever since, Gary, time flies by. Was it 2 years ago where Chase Elliott had the snake, you know, the skateboard incident and all that kind of stuff? He stepped in there and he ran really well in the number nine Chevrolet.
He did. So, he did.
I've always liked him as a driver. And you know, here's another thing. Is Josh Berry at one point towards the last few laps of the race could have gotten a bumper on Blaney.
Yeah.
He could have done it, but he didn't. And then he forced it too much coming out of, I think it was coming out of three, and he spotted his tires, and his car was never the same. He didn't have any rear end on it.
So, yeah.
You know, he made that mistake, but he made it in earnest, and he never, ever jeopardized the victory. And I thought that was real class. But what do you expect from the Wood brothers?
Yeah, and I guess that's just the opposite of what we saw with Gibbs and Hamlin. You've got Josh Berry, who's a Ford driver. I know Penske gives the Wood brothers some support. And obviously, Yates engines, all those Fords. And that was a case where you're right. I think Josh Berry did not want to wreck a serious title contender in a Ford. And because you're right, he might could have got to him and bumped him out of the way and taken the win. But he didn't do it. He chose not to do that. And
Blaney pointed it out after the race. He said he appreciated it.
Yeah. So, but yeah, but the Penske cars were strong. Blaney led 116 laps. Legato, my pick, at his home speedway, actually won the second stage and led 147 laps. So it was strong. All right, now we move on to Kansas, and the next race is the Hollywood Casino 400 presented by ESPN Bet. And it's time for the Speedway Report. Matt, you okay?
I'm just having one of those.
Oh, I know. When it gets down in your throat, like I said, this weather.
I guess you can hear me. I apologize for that.
It's all right. No, you can't help it. It's a lot of people are dealing with it. And I hope it doesn't rain on the concert tonight here with the Beach Boys and the OJs and Herman's Hermits and Locash. But at the same time, we desperately need some rain here in West Alabama. But we're ready for the speed. When you get your throat cleared, we're ready for the Kansas Speedway report. Yep.
It is a very typical mile and a half. Wow, this is embarrassing. It has about 18 degrees in the turns, about 10 degrees in the back and front straightaway. It's a very popular race course for the drivers. And the winningest driver there is, my head's banging around now. Yeah, I think it's Denny Hamlin. First race there was 2001, and old Jeff Gordon was the winner there, and he was very successful at that track as well. But it's asphalt, and it's about 25 years old on the circuit, and Kansas City, Kansas, there they go.
Yeah. Well, Jeff Payton says I have the first pick, and almost wish you had the first pick this morning. This is a race that I don't have a good feel for. I think that Ryan Blaney's going to be strong again, but heck, man, he's already into the next round. So, he doesn't want to wreck a race car. So I think, you know, he's going to be trying to win but be a little bit conservative. I'm looking I'm looking strong at Hendrick here. Of course, obviously Hamlin too, but I can't win with Hamlin. You know, I pick him, he doesn't run well. I don't pick him, he wins. But I'm going to go with Kyle Larson, Matt. He's been kind of quiet, and I'm gonna go with Kyle Larson.
Well, he's the chalk in Vegas. I think Hamlin's right there, and along with William Byron. And I'm gonna do something a little different. I'm just based on the points. He's the outside looking in. He will do just about anything to win. I'm gonna pick Bubba. He's not even in the top 10, but he's won here before. He has been running lately pretty well, but he's a rock and a hard place guy. He has to have a win because right now he would not get in on.
I like that. I like that thinking.
I'm going to take the Mobile lady to take Bubba Wallace and see what happens.
And Gil always texts in. He loves the segment. He's going with William Byron in the 24. So
that's a really good pick. That would have been my other pick, but I thought I might just go out on a limb and pick somebody that Yeah.
Well, when you got a when you got an 8-2 lead, you can certainly gamble a little bit.
I didn't bring it up for that reason, but yeah, I think to be very, very honest with you, if I didn't have a lead, I wouldn't have made this pick.
Yeah.
I picked Byron.
I thought Logano was going to bring home one for me last weekend. It was going to be 8-3.
Yeah, because it was obviously going to be the 22 or the 12.
You know, now that I've picked Larson and you've picked Wallace, I think Gil may be the pick. I think Byron may be the guy here.
Right.
Yeah. Maybe. All right, Matt. Appreciate it, man. Get that.
Thanks for putting up with me. I apologize for all.
No, I've dealt with it too. When you talk for a living like we do, there's a lot of things for a lot of people that they have to deal with in their jobs. For us, as people who speak for a living, boy, when you have voice issues, it's terrible. Hey, have a good day, Matt.
Hey, beat Georgia. See ya. Yeah,
absolutely. All right, Matt Coulter on NASCAR. It's 9:43 here on the Gary Harris Show. And Friday, I'll be back at Innisfree. Friday's at the Free. I'll be live from 9 to 11 at Innisfree Irish Pub. And we'll also have our Bama football trivia giveaway, courtesy of T-Town Menswear and T-Town Gallery in the University Mall. T-Town Menswear and T-Town Gallery, home of the $99 suit sale. All right, we're going to be back and take some phone calls. Mary in the ATL is ready, and she is going to have an update, I know, on those obnoxious Georgia fans. So we'll hear from her next. And remember, top of the hour, hour number two, we're going to give away five pairs of tickets to that big show tonight over at the Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater. We'll be right back.
Doesn't have to be.
Since 2011, Billy's Sports Grill, located on Main Avenue in historic downtown Northport, has been serving their legendary signature chicken sandwich, award-winning wings, and handcrafted cocktails. Billy's is also the spot to watch all your favorite sporting events with big screen, high definition televisions, both dining rooms, at the bar, and outside on the beautiful patio. Come by and say hello to Kim and Lisa, the Billy's management dream team. Billy's, good food, good friends, and good time.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Increasingly cloudy today, a good chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight. The high today, 92, tonight's low 70. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms. The high at 82. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 79 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
You're listening to The Gary Harris Show. Streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Expecting to hear the Beastie Boys this morning, Chase. But like you said, I think Ragged Glory might be onto something. Jukebox Hero. What? I hadn't heard that. That's No Sleep to Brooklyn, right? I hadn't heard that song in 20 years, maybe 15 years. I have not heard that song in forever. But I now, when I was 19, 20, 21, 22 years old, mid-80s, I love some Beastie Boys. I mean, they were, and what made, and we're going to get to Mary, hold tight, but a little, like I said, we talk a lot of music on the show. What made the Beasties unique is this was really when rap was really taking off, and there was a lot of, what's the word? I don't want to say protectivism, but African-Americans, rap was their, that was their genre. And not only toward, even within the African-American community, there was a lot of, well, are you real? Are you a serious rapper? Or are you a commercial rapper? You know what I'm talking about? You know, hey, are you writing this to make money? And, you know, I'm not going to name any names, but there were some very successful rappers who were kind of frowned upon by the more traditional street rap community, hardcore rappers, we could call them. The Beastie Boys come along, and here's three Jewish kids. And the way that they were accepted by the hardcore rap community was amazing, because people who looked at, you know, maybe heard the music and then saw them, I think probably initially was like, no, we're not. But they were so good, Chase, that they were acknowledged for their talent. That's what makes music great. You may not fit the stereotype of what people are looking for a certain kind of music, but if you can bring it, you will get acceptance. And that's what happened with the Beastie Boys. And now they're legendary. All right, let's get out on the Storage Center hotline and our good friend Mary from over in the ATL. All right, those how bad is it getting with the Georgia fans, Mary?
Gary, I'm just letting them bark. They're really getting
smart.
On my nerves.
Yeah, just let them go.
Their bark is not, I'm just going to let y'all know right now, their bark is not as big and bold as they think it is, okay? They're really annoying. They're starting to sound like toddlers, and that makes me glad I don't have kids right now. Because they're really starting to get on my nerves. So I'm just letting them bark.
Well, and, I know I've been to a lot of Alabama-Georgia games, and one of the most annoying aspects, of course, most of the time, they haven't been able to bark after the game. They did the national championship game in Indianapolis, and it was brutal. But even before the game, when you're going in and they're running through the, the stadium or going in, and human beings barking as loud as they can at each other is, you're right, it's one of the most annoying things that you can ever deal with at a football game.
Yeah, they are. And like I said, I'm just letting them bark, letting them think that they're whatever they are, because I know they're not. I know where my loyalties lie. And I'm just letting them have their little few minutes of fame before we tear them up Saturday. And I've got, my prediction is 41-28.
All right. I'm going to disappoint you, Mary. Because I said, and listen, and I on my comments last night on Tider Insider TV, I said, listen, I've picked against Alabama before, and usually I've been wrong, Chase. I picked against Alabama 10 years ago in 2015, October 3rd game 2015. I picked Georgia to win that game. Georgia was undefeated. Alabama had the loss to Ole Miss. And Alabama made a liar out of me then. I picked Georgia to win 35-28. Now, again, I hope I'm wrong. I don't know. That's just what my gut is telling me. But, boy, I hope that you're right, Mary. I hope Bama goes over and rolls again.
Well, I'm going by base what I see. Confidence is always key. I try to stay positive no matter what. But what Kirby Smart has to realize, this ain't Coach Saban running to town. Daddy ain't coming back. So he's got to realize this is a DeBoer era. He's not the same as Coach Saban. I don't think he knows what's coming. And I liked what he said about Ty Simpson. Big words, but they're true. I definitely feel like Ty Simpson's a better quarterback than Gunnar Stockton. Gunnar Stockton looks like a 12-year-old, in my opinion. And we got it. I just feel like we got it. We're in their heads rent-free every single day. When we're not playing, we live in their heads rent-free. We're their kryptonite, and I think they're scared of us. So they don't need to underestimate us. I think they're scared.
Well, I know their fans are, and that's why you're hearing so much barking. Like I said yesterday, they're whistling past the graveyard. They're trying to convince you, but you bring up a good point, Chase, and listeners. Imagine if the roles were reversed. Imagine if you had lost a team 9 out of the last 10 times and you're an Alabama fan. Regardless of where you're playing it, regardless of what the line says, you'd be scared to death. You know, I know even the little bit of success that Auburn had against Nick Saban at Jordan-Hare. You know, Alabama fans always are like, oh, we hate going to Jordan-Hare. Georgia fans are scared to death. They keep hoping that this is the year, and they have had their hearts broken by Alabama so many times. You're nervous. You're right. They may be barking loud and trying to have a lot of bravado, but down deep they're like, oh my gosh, I'm scared of this team. You're right. I agree with you.
Yeah, well, all I got to say is their tails are definitely going to be between their legs Saturday night. I can't wait. I've got the day off, and it's going to be great to get to watch the game at a friend's house. I can't wait because it's just going to be great to give them another beatdown. It's one of the games I look forward to every year, one of my favorite rivalries, and it's just fun to pick at them. It's really fun to make fun of them. So this is the one time a year I look forward to.
Are you going to the game?
I'm not. I have my cousin probably is because he lives in Athens and he rolls with the Tide, so good boy. But my cousin probably will, and I'll probably hear from him all throughout the night. So I can't wait.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to go. I'm going to send Hunter Brantley and Jalen Prince over there. They've never been to Athens, so they're fired up and excited. You know, I know how difficult it is to get in and out of there, so I'm going to have them leave. I think if they leave by 10 o'clock Central, which would be 11 Eastern, games at 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern, that ought to be plenty of time to get over there, I think.
The main problem they're going to have, if anybody coming from Tuscaloosa is coming over, safe travels, once you get on campus, that's going to be your issue. Coming right out of Athens, getting on campus is your problem. There's a Raising Cane's on the corner right in the middle of campus. Once you hit that side street right there, that's where you're going to
bottleneck.
Find some problems. Once you get off of 20, you should be fine. But anybody coming from Tuscaloosa, safe travel.
I'll probably tell them to get to the station at 9. I mean, there's no reason to just build in a ton of buffer time. And they're spending the night. We got a hotel for them after the game on Saturday night, so they don't have to worry about driving back, which will be good. So, all right, Mary. Well, I hope you're right and I'm wrong.
We'll see.
Yeah, well, that's right. We're gonna play the game. Hey, thank you.
Absolutely.
All right, it is 9:57. We're going to wrap it up for hour number one. This hour has been brought to you by Alabama Credit Union. All right, get ready. Hour number two, we're going to start it off with our ticket giveaway for that great show coming up tonight at the Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater in Tuscaloosa. The Country, Soul, and Rock and Roll Tour featuring the Beach Boys with Low Cash and the OJs with Herman's Hermit starring Peter Noone. A dual headlining tour and four acts tonight, Chase. I mean, one ticket, four acts. Again, now I'm 61 years old. But even if you're not in my age range, the Beach Boys and the OJs are iconic enough. And listen, I remember Herman's Hermits too. I think they did that song, Henry VIII. Look that up. Look up a song called Henry VIII and see if it's Herman Hermits. I think that's who. And we may play that. Let's see. Yeah, it was Herman the Hermits. I'm Henry the Eighth, I am. Henry the Eighth, I am, I am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married 7 times before, and everyone was a Henry. Never a Harry or Sam. I'm her eighth old man named Henry. Henry the Eighth, I am, I am. Does that impress you, Jason? I know that song.
Very impressive.
Because that came out in the 60s, but like I said, that's from my mom, man. She loved music. She opened me up to all kinds of music. So we may play that one in the second hour. All right, second hour is coming up. Get ready for that ticket giveaway. All you have to do is call in. Simple as that. We'll take the first 5 callers, get your name, and you'll pick up your tickets tonight, pair of tickets for each of the 5 winners at the will call window at the Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater. Hour number 2 is on the way.
WTBC Tuscaloosa and W265 CG Tuscaloosa, a Town Square Media station. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Dodgers took the late ball game 6-3 over San Francisco. No decision for Clayton Kershaw. He pitched 4 1/3 innings, 6 strikeouts, 4 walks. That could be his last start in L.A. He's retiring after this year. The Dodgers officially clinched a playoff spot as Arizona lost at home 8-2 to Philadelphia. San Diego was beaten 4-3 at the White Sox. The Mets downed Washington 12-6, while Cincinnati beat the Cubs 7-4. Losses for Toronto and the Yankees, but Boston was a winner at Tampa Bay 11-7. Detroit has lost 7 of 8, their lead in the AL Central down to 2.5 games over the Guardians. Detroit was beaten at home 10-1 by Atlanta. Cleveland won its 8th game in a row 6-2 at Minnesota. And Seattle's alone in first in the AL West after winning at Houston 4-0. College football wins for Iowa and Tulsa. WNBA playoffs, Phoenix eliminated New York.
It's the Tide 100.9 and 1230 AM WTBC 10K Payday Giveaway. Win cash every weekday 8 to 5. Here's this hour's cash code.
The code is 749. That's 749. The code is 749.
Do for you. Contact Courtney Watt at 205-242-5127. North River Timber, CO at gmail.com. North River Timber Company.
Tide 100.9, Tuscaloosa weather.
Increasingly cloudy today, a good chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight. The high today 92, tonight's low 70. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms. The high at 82. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 80 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
The Gary Harris Show. You see him host Tider Insider TV. Crimson Tide Kickoff. Play-by-play for Alabama sports and sports director for WVUA 23. It's time for the Gary Harris Show on your home for Alabama sports. Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Welcome into hour number two of the Gary Harris Show. Gary Harris, Chase Brumfeld with you. And this hour, the Gary Harris Show being brought to you by Patterson Law Firm. An Alabama community means everything, and it's Patterson Law Firm. We're here when you need us most. If you're injured, you won't get a call center. You'll talk to real attorneys right here at home. Accessible, compassionate, committed. Call 205-345-1000. That's 205-345-1000. Also, go to PattersonLawPC.com to find about all about this great local law firm. Paul Patterson and North Patterson, born here, raised here, and raising their families here. That's the difference. Local, trusted, and here for when you need us, Patterson Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of services performed by other lawyers.
All right. The SEC football schedules have been announced. Future schedules, as we told you earlier in the week, Auburn's permanent opponents will be, Alabama's permanent opponents will be Auburn, Mississippi State, and Tennessee. For 2026, Alabama's schedule is going to have Auburn, Georgia, South Carolina, Texas A&M at home, and Kentucky, LSU, Mississippi State, Tennessee, and Vanderbilt on the road. That's next year. Going back to Mississippi State. That'll be fun. Okay, let's get to our contest. We are going to take the first five callers. No, don't have to answer a question or anything like that. For a pair of tickets to tonight's big show at the Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater, no tricks here. You call in. You're one of the first five. He's going to take, Chase is going to take down your name and number, and you're going to win a pair of tickets to the Country, Soul, and Rock and Roll Tour featuring the Beach Boys with Low Cash and the OJs with special guest Herman's Hermit starring Peter Noon. Okay, it's simple, that, just that simple. Take down your name. You'll go to the will call. You'll give them your name, they'll give you your tickets, and you're going to enjoy this great show with four acts tonight at the Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater. Again, the phone number, 205-342-9904, and we will keep this open until we qualify, not qualify, until we give away the five pairs of tickets. It's just that simple. So 205-342-9904 if you want to go to the show tonight. Or listen, if you want to call for somebody who wants to go to the show, you can give their name. Just make sure that the name that is given is the name that they're going to give to the will call window at the ticket office, because that's what I'm going to turn in. If you call in and you say, hey, I want to win a pair of tickets for Lisa Smith, then when someone goes to that box office, ticket office tonight, they need to give the name Lisa Smith to get their tickets. If you say, well, I'm Mark Jones, they're not going to have it. So whoever the name is that you give is the name the tickets are going to be under. So it's just that simple. 205-342-9904 is the number. We're giving away five pairs of tickets to this great country soul and rock and roll tour tonight featuring the Beach Boys with Low Cash and the OJs with special guest Herman's Hermit starring Peter New. All right. In the meantime, too, want to get to that sound with Ty Simpson, Alabama quarterback, meeting with reporters yesterday, talking about the upcoming game against Georgia. Here is now the questions may be kind of hard to hear, but here is Ty Simpson talking about the upcoming game on Saturday night with the Bulldogs.
A little bit, but we just wanted to make sure that, like, hey, you know, understand that, like, we would take it one day at a time, but, you know, it's an exciting week, right? It's why we came to Alabama. It's why I stayed here. Play games like this against a really good team in a really good atmosphere. So it'll be exciting.
So your first road game, or your first start was a road game. How would you say you are now different? Now you have a few games under your belt for your next road game.
Yeah, you know, a little more comfortable, right? You know, I think the first game, you know, we didn't really know what to expect, and you know, it's just the first start. You know what I mean? Having a couple games under my belt definitely helps. Understanding, like, hey, you know, this is what I need to do to prepare better, and understand, you know, everything like that, and just kind of, you know what I do best and understand my game better. So it'll be exciting, and I'm super, super blessed.
What were some of the things you were looking to clean up last week?
Yeah, you know, one, just like, my, you know, make sure everybody gets healthy, right? You know, a long season, make sure, you know, we got many more games after this. But two, just understand that, like, hey, you know, keep the same routine. You know, I think we were really, really good, have a bunch of camaraderie and a bunch of, you know, rhythm with our offense and just, you know, in general as a team. But I want to make sure, like, hey, guys aren't staying up late or guys aren't, you know, going out and doing stuff that they're not supposed to. You know what I mean? Just kind of understand, hey, keep the same rhythm, right? You know, you get a little extra sleep on the weekends and stuff like that. But also, right, hey, you know, keep the same routine as in, you know, go to school, you know, go to church, go to, you know, whatever you want to do, go hang out. But, you know, understand, like, hey, this is a group, you know, a week to recoup and get your body right.
What have you seen in Georgia's secondary so far?
Yeah, man, they're really, really good. You know, they got a bunch of returning players like Daylon, KJ, and other guys. You know, they're real physical. They got good ball skills. So, you know, it's going to be – got a lot of respect for those guys, man. So it's going to be tough going after them. They got a great front. So, you know, this is – you know, it'd be an exciting game. You know, great teams, great offense against a great defense, great, you know, vice versa on the other side of the ball. So, you know, it'll be exciting. It's why, you know, Mecca college football, you know what I mean? So –
You've always obviously been a part of SEC atmospheres before. What's kind of the message to you, whether it's freshmen, whether it's transfers that have never been a part of the SEC? Like, what do you tell them to expect?
Yeah, you know, first off, right, like this is, like I said, like this is why you come to Alabama, you know, play games like this against really, really good teams. You know, second off, right, like this is, you know, it's Georgia, don't get me wrong, but like, you know, there's many, many other games like this. I mean, like SEC, like is the hardest conference in college football. You know, every game's going to be like this. But also, the third thing is like it's all about us. You know what I mean? Like, you know, don't make it bigger than what it is. Right? It's just two good teams going after each other, and just understand like, hey, this is what you need to do.
Georgia dialed up the pressure against Tennessee in the second half. What have you seen in the pressure packages, and how difficult is that for a quarterback to recognize who's coming where and different gaps and such?
Yeah, you know, they were coming off that edge pretty good. You know, Tennessee did a good job of picking up. The quarterback did a good job of getting the ball out. But, you know, they're coming from everywhere. I know, you know, them having an off week last week like us, right, they're going to send a lot of stuff they haven't seen before or we haven't seen before. So, you know, it'll be difficult. But, you know, just got to be prepared and know my rules.
What's your thoughts on having Jam back and what he's going to bring to the offense, not just in the running game, but in the passing game?
Yeah, you know, that man, he practiced like a wild man today. He was just happy to get out there. So, you know, it'll be exciting getting him back. That was my roommate. It's my guy since, you know, freshman year we came in together, you know. So I know he's chomping at the bit to get out there and play. It gives our offense confidence knowing that a leader of our team is back playing and healthy, just like it is on defense with Tim Keenan.
Playing in the SEC is a different level of competition. What are you looking to learn as your first year start?
Yeah, one, you know, just how different it is, right? You know, I haven't played a Big Ten team, ACC team, and a you know, a Group of Five team, right? So, you know, kind of a little bit of everything, but I haven't got an SEC. You know, I've been in games in the SEC before, so I kind of understand a little bit, right? But it's a different, you know, we're going to be between the hedges, you know, in Athens, right? You know, really good team, really good defense. So, you know, I'm just really excited and blessed for the opportunity.
Have you, obviously this team hasn't played on the road, a true road game against Georgia since, like, 2015, so nobody's really experienced it, but have you heard anything about, like, what to expect from fans, from the atmosphere, game day, things like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be loud, you know what I mean? Like, you're going to be fired up, you know, I know it's a blackout, so, you know, that's exciting. I haven't done that since, you know, I think we played them in, like, 08 or whatever. So, you know, it'll be great, but, you know, I told the guys, like, just take it all in, you know what I mean? Like, this is a great, you know, opportunity, and, you know, you can tell your kids about this, you know what I mean? So, like, it's just going to be, you know, exciting, and, you know, we're just super blessed, honestly.
Coach DeBoer said he sort of challenged everybody during the bye week to fine-tune or improve their processes. Did you change anything about yours?
Yes and no, right? You know, like I said, I wanted to keep the same routine or whatever, but I also wanted to make sure that, like, hey, I really wanted to be, you know, technically sound in everything I did, you know what I mean? Because I know I'm not preparing for an opponent that week, but, like, I still need to be, you know, fine-tuned with everything, you know, technique-wise, right? So whether that's my drops or, you know, the way I throw or the way I move in the pocket, right? That's the biggest thing on the bye week is just making sure that, like, hey, you're, you know, physically ready to go for the next week when everything else is put on you mentally.
Ty, you spent two seasons going against the Nick Saban defense in practice. Do you see a lot of similarities with the Kirby Smart defense, or how different is it?
Yeah, no, you know, very, very similar. You know, of course, like you said, like, I've been going against, you know, Coach Saban's defense for 2 years, and literally I feel like I've seen everything in the book from, you know, that guy, you know what I mean? But I know Kirby has, and Coach Schumann, you know, T-Rob's over there, so a lot of respect to those guys, and they throw their own twist on everything. So, you know, I just need to be ready, understand my rules, and just, you know, don't make it too big, you know what I mean? Just keep it simple and just play my game.
Do you feel like it helps you a lot, or, I mean,
yeah, no, absolutely. Like, you know, the quarters world and stuff like that, the Ripley's match. But, like, you know, you also got to understand, right, I'm not going against Coach Saban. I'm going against, you know, Kirby and Coach Schumann and those guys and then different players. So, you know, it has helped me, but also understand that, like, this is a totally different defense, totally different team, totally different players.
It seems like over the course of the first two games, you've been well connected with Jeremy, well connected with Ryan, especially against Wisconsin. How have you felt like you and Isaiah have kind of gelled over the first two
Yeah, you know, I that's my guy, man. You know, I was just talking to him about Orel earlier before I came in here. You know, I've known him since, you know, early high school. You know, knew him when he went to college, and I wish he would, you know, wish he would have came here. But, like, we, you know, he understands everything football-wise. And I give a lot of respect to that, you know, that guy, just because he practices so hard, and he's not selfish. You know, he'll clear out a route. He'll block his tail off. You know, he just wants to win football games, and, you know, just wants to have success. So, you know, he's one of the most selfless players that I've ever, you know, ever played with. And all those wideouts are, man. But, you know, I have tons of respect to that guy. That's, you know, that's my dog, man. Love him.
Have you had a chance to talk to Nick Saban at all before this game?
Not really. I talked to him, you know, a little bit before the season of just, like, you know, how I should approach everything. But no, he tries to stay out of everything.
Just how much has it helped, though, having prepared for Georgia's defense the last couple of years?
Yeah, no, it definitely, you know, we played them last year, but they're going to play me different than they did Jalen. But, you know, like I said earlier, right, you know, going against his defense and Kirby and Georgia's defense, right, is similar, but it's also different. You know, different players, different schemes, different people calling it. So, you know, it has helped, but also understand that, like, two totally different people.
Yesterday, Coach Grove let it be known that Alabama's still rotating on their offensive line and stuff like that. Is there things that you can do from the quarterback standpoint to make things easier, alleviate stuff up front, just to get the offense more flowing, more smoother and stuff like that?
Yeah, just understand, my rules, understand the protections, get them in the right spot to not make it difficult on them, because I think last game, in the last couple games, right, I made it more difficult than I should have been. And just also, give those guys confidence, I know, they're always going to be constantly rotating, right, and they're all really, really good players and stuff. So, I need to understand that, let's go. When we get in the huddle, right, everything else doesn't matter. Just, go play ball and go with you're supposed to do. So,
all right, great stuff there from Ty Simpson, and he very transparent, very honest with reporters yesterday, and I think gave us some good insight into his mindset going into this huge game with Alabama and Georgia, his first ever SEC start. We talked a lot about his first start of his career at Florida State, but this is the first time he's ever started in an SEC game. And it's on the road in a hostile environment. But he seems like he's ready to go. All right, it's 10:17. Listen, we gave away 4 pair of the tickets for the big show tonight at the Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater featuring the Beach Boys and the OJs with Low Cash and special guest Herman's Hermit starting Peter Noon, the Country Soul and Rock and Roll Tour. But we still have 1 pair of tickets to give away. We gave away 4 pair. Still have 1 pair. 205-342-9904. All you have to do is call in. Give us your name and your phone number, and you'll pick those up tonight at the box office. It's just that simple. No questions to answer, no qualifying, just call in. So we still have 1 pair of tickets to give away, and we want to give them away before the show is over. So if you're listening and you want to go to that big show tonight here in Tuscaloosa at the Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater, 205-342-9904. All right, we're going to take a time out. Before we do, though, I want to remind you that lunch is right around the corner, and why not try out Los Tarascos? 2 locations in Tuscaloosa and Northport. Skyland Boulevard in Tuscaloosa, Highway 43 in Northport. Authentic Mexican cuisine with great service. I mean, they get you waited on, and your food out fast. Plenty of lunch specials, too. Great Mexican food, tremendous, beautiful restaurants with a lot of TVs, full bar in both locations. That's Los Tarascos Mexican Restaurants in Tuscaloosa, Northport. And I think we just got our last qualifier, didn't we? Well, we didn't. No, somebody else. Okay. Still got 1 pair of tickets to give away, 205-342-9904. Call in and win and go to that concert tonight. We'll be right back after this.
Now, this hour is West Alabama real-time news update from the Tuscaloosa Thread Newsroom.
Here are the TuscaloosaThread.com headlines brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Tuscaloosa. A sting in Tuscaloosa this weekend led to the arrest of 7 men and a juvenile who were accused of soliciting prostitution. The Tuscaloosa City Council last night unanimously approved a resolution establishing job classifications at the now under construction Sabin Center. And Tuscaloosa County EMA, along with E911, partnering with Tuscaloosa Magna School Elementary to engage K-12 students in community preparedness by teaching them practical safety measures during emergencies. Don't buy your new or pre-owned Mercedes-Benz from anywhere other than Mercedes-Benz of Tuscaloosa. Our local team provides a 5-star buying experience and 5-star service. Over 100 new vehicles are in stock, along with 31 pre-owned vehicles.
Sign up, offering fuel efficiency, advanced technology, and plush comfort. Tuscaloosa Mazda, 3100 Skyland Boulevard East, or online at TuscaloosaMazda.com.
If you haven't already, you've got to try Tuscaloosa's unique breakfast, brunch, and lunch concept. Brick and Spoon, downtown Tuscaloosa, Timberson Square. It's fresh food with a Cajun flair, featuring a full bar with build-your-own Bloody Marys and mimosas. Open daily, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m., available for after-hours.
Wedding do that at Emma Entertainment with the odd to always in your favor. Take Anchor 45 off of 2059, sponsored by Ray.
Life doesn't wait for when your finances are in perfect order. It just happens. But no matter what surprises come your way, Alabama Credit Union will be here to help make it affordable with great personal loans, mortgages, and auto loans. They offer an easy application process and fast decisions so you can stay focused on feeling good about whatever life brings your way. Alabama Credit Union will be here to help make it affordable with great personal loans.
.com or call 800-550-9219. That's 800-550-9219.
Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
What does it mean to advertise and do your marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa? Melissa started her business in 2014. What would you say to someone considering Town Square Media Tuscaloosa?
My experience with Town Square Media has been awesome, and I would definitely recommend it to anyone. I think that this is the first time in my marketing experience that I've been able to see my return on investment. I would definitely say in the past, that has not been the case. In this, I like knowing that that's 100%. A lot of the marketing we've done has been radio. You guys have so much more to offer than that, whether it's, you know, websites from targeted marketing to radio. You are kind of a one-stop shop, and it makes doing marketing so much easier. So I would definitely recommend it.
For more info on marketing with Town Square Media Tuscaloosa, call 205-345-7200 or click on Advertise With Us on our website.
Follow Tide 100.9 on Facebook today to watch our live shows, read the great articles, and interact with Bama fans today.
I said Mary, but it's Willie. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married seven times before, and everyone was a Henry. He doesn't just say Henry. He says Henry. All right, that's Herman's Hermits. Welcome back into the Gary Harris Show. We have given away our tickets, and I'll read out the winners here in just a little bit. But we have given away all five pair of our tickets for the show tonight, so glad we could do that. Let's jump out on the Storage Center hotline and welcome in Johnny Howard. Hey, Johnny.
How you doing today?
Doing great, man.
Been listening to you for a long time.
Well, I appreciate that. Glad you called in.
And you've been having some doubt about the Tide, but I'm going to roll with the Tide over in Athens Saturday night.
All right, tell me why.
Huh?
Tell me why. Give me some reasons why you think Bama's going to roll.
Well, the first reason is I'm not counting on our defensive, our offensive line. What I'm thinking about, I think we have better wide receivers and running back than Tennessee had against Georgia.
That's solid.
It may be a high-scoring game, but I think we can score more points than Georgia will against us.
Yeah, I think that's Bama's best chance to win. I do. I think that I'm with you there. Even though I got Georgia winning, I got it 35-28. But I think in a shootout, you might be on to something with the playmakers Alabama has, particularly on the outside with Ryan Williams and Bernard and help me out, Chase, the big kid from Miami that transferred in, Horton. And also Rico Scott and Lajir Brooks. So, yeah, Johnny, you listen, I said last night on Tyler Insider TV, it wouldn't surprise me if Alabama won. Alabama's good enough to win. There's not a talent deficit, but my gut's just telling me Georgia's going to win the game. But listen, I've been wrong plenty of times before. We know that.
And this one time, I hope you're wrong again.
Oh, I do too. I want to make sure because I take some heat when I pick against Alabama. So I said last night on the TV show, listen, I hope I'm wrong. I really do. I'll proudly come on Monday morning and eat crow. I'll be the happiest person to be wrong that anybody in the world's ever been to be wrong. So I'm pulling against my pick. But as a broadcaster and a sportscaster, I have to be honest, and I have to pick who I think is going to win, and I think Georgia's going to win.
Absolutely. Okay, well, we will just have to wait and see, woman.
Yes, sure will.
I'll be calling you back Monday morning.
Yeah, call me back either way, Johnny, and call me back and tell me to eat some crow if I'm wrong. How about that?
I will definitely do that.
All right, thank you, Johnny. Appreciate your phone call. And it's 10:27 here on the Gary Harris Show. And I don't know, we're going to try to squeeze in another call? No, we're not. This is off the air call. Okay, good. Well, let's go ahead and get to our break then so we have plenty of time for Larry the Music Man. Go ahead, get your favorite soul and R&B female artist from the 70s ready to go. And if you want to attach your favorite song to that artist, you can do that as well. That's what Larry has asked for. We're going to open up the segment with a classic 70s R&B tune from a classic female singer. And we're going to take your phone calls. We're going to have some fun. And always something that we look forward to on Wednesdays. Larry the Music Man coming up next here on the Gary Harris Show. Before we get to the break, though, let me remind you the YMCA of Tuscaloosa is ready for you when you're ready for the Y. It's just that simple. Downtown 2300 13th Street. I'm headed over there today. It's workout day for me. So I'll be over there probably a little after around 11:20, something like that, to get my workout in. And I'll always look forward to seeing my friends that are there and visiting with the staff, Jeff Knox, the CEO, and everybody there. Fantastic. And those pickleball courts are open. They're beautiful, and they're ready for play at the YMCA of Tuscaloosa. We'll be back with Larry the Music Man next.
Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com to save up to 50%. Babbel.com.
Covering University of Alabama sports, as well as the national and local scene as well. The Gary Harris Show, only on Tide 100.9 and streaming on the Tide 100.9 app.
Us into the Larry the Music Man segment, 205-342-9904. Let me go ahead and announce that we've got our winners for the great show tonight at the Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater, the Country Soul and Rock and Roll Tour, the Beach Boys with Low Cash, and the OJs with special guest Herman's Hermits starring Peter Noon. We gave away 5 pair of tickets, and that's a show I wish I could go to. Man, I wish I could get off work tonight and go, but I can't. But Gil Arnett, Cole Lucas, Andrew Strickland, Jimmy Ransom, and John T. are our winners, and you guys can pick up your tickets at the box office tonight. Just give them your name and a phone number if needed, and they'll have you a pair of tickets there to enjoy that awesome show. Let me go ahead and punch Larry in. Gladys Knight and the Pips gets us started, and what a show tonight at the Mercedes-Benz Amphitheater, Larry. How about that? How about that, Bill?
Gary, that I cut my teeth on Herman's, that break on there. I practice in my room many a time. To the 60s, and that's why I'm so excited when we leave the 70s. That kind of was my heyday too, as far as learning, listening, learning, and looking and paying attention. Yeah, man, that's gonna be a good show. Those people are blessed to be able to do that. Well, Gary, I was told, I had a few messages, and I was told, and Maymay's told me over to get off my blank and quit being so humble and tell more road stories. Well, I'm going to kick this off with a quick story. I never want to take nothing away from the callers, but it's about Gladys Knight. When I hear that song, I had many a nights crying, not really sobbing, but wet-eyed and wondering if I needed to keep doing what I'm doing, because I took my tail a lot of times and came home, and then I went back out, you know, when we did all the road work. And that song would always be playing on WLS music or wherever we were going, you know. But I was up in Atlanta, and it was 73 because Midnight Train to Georgia came out in 73. It was before she released that. Gladys Knight is from Georgia. I mean, Atlanta, Georgia. And she had come home to do a show at her stomping grounds, the Royal Peacock, that equals the Apollo, you know, the famous Apollo. The Royal Peacock in Atlanta was that. That's where everybody played, James Brown, all the up-and-coming acts. So our manager at the time that booked us up north on the road was Bill Lowry, that was close to Buddy Bowie, Alabama fan. We talked about him. Okay. Well, our manager, Robert Ritter, I was up there doing demos in Lefebvre Studio, which would later become Studio One,
Rodney Mills was the engineer, and he said, we're going over to Royal Peacock with Buddy and Bill and his entourage, and it was Billy Joel Royal.
Oh, yeah.
And Bobby Goldsboro. It was all Dennis Yost. It was some guys that were up there because Bill booked all these cats, and Buddy did too, you know. And so I said, well, where's this at? We're going who? He said, Gladys Knight in the Phillips. I said, okay. Well, the old long-haired white boys are going to go over there, you know. And we get there. It's a black club. And I'm like, what in the, you know. He said, no, nah, man, it's cool. We're musicians. You know, musicians are musicians. That's don't right. matter if you're black, white, red, green. So we go in. We got passes already. It's about 30 of us. And we hear the show that just blew me away. It was Gladys Knight and the Pips, her band, and she was doing a home show, a free show for all, because that's where she cut her teeth. And we got to go backstage, and I'll never forget that, in the hospitality room. I got to meet her. I never knew that she would be as big as she was. That's one of those stories where, okay, Gladys Knight. Well, Lord, after Midnight Train to Georgia came out, it was on, baby. So I'll never forget that. And I'm going to start telling more road stories. I'll try to edit some. But we're honoring the R&B soul singers today, female. And a lot of people messaged me and said, do I have to stay in the 70s? And I almost let loose and said, no, but we're going to stay in the 70s. I don't want you to go out of the 70s and find songs. I want you to stay in the 70s and pick those songs. So that's where we're at. Gary, did you... let me move. I was chatting with Philip. I've been nominated for the Country Music Hall of Fame in Georgia.
Well, I was going to bring that up, but go ahead.
Well, Maymay's been on me. She did all this. She did my bio. The director messaged me and says, my God, did you play with all these people? Well, over almost 60 years, that's not impossible when you're a journeyman drummer. And I'll explain what a journeyman drummer is another time. But hopefully I want some vibes from everybody. I hope if this don't go through, I got the Gary Harris show, so I win either way. I accepted the nomination, and if they want to induct me in there and they think I'm worthy, then I'll take it. But she said, absolutely. Get off my rear end, quit being humble. People want to hear your stories. You know, Tom mentioned that way back. The sheriff said, I like his stories. So that's what we're going to do, Sheriff Tom, if you're listening. So that's where we at, Gary. I'm kind of on cloud nine because we spent all weekend working on that bio.
Well, I know this. I know everybody that listens to this show and enjoys your segment is pulling for you to get into the Georgia Country Music Hall of Fame. And that would be... Any time you can go into Hall of Fame. So we'll be pulling for you, and I feel confident that it may happen. So people's up to date. All right, folks, our topic today is, I got a little throat lozenge here, and then I'm finishing up, is your top female soul and R&B singers from the 70s. Larry asked for four of them. If you don't have four, if you got more, that's a number that he gave. And attach a song to them if you want. That's that's up to you. But Larry, you want to go ahead? So we got calls. I'm lining them up. But you want to go ahead and give you yours?
Yeah, and here again, I understand people saying, well, why can't I go back in the 60s? Aretha Franklin is one of mine. Okay, her work in the 60s was my favorite. I took Rock Steady. And until you come back to me, that's what I'm going to do. That was a big one. I took Gladys Knight, Midnight Train to Georgia, neither one of us, on and on. Dinah Ross, Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Mm-hmm.
That song means a lot to me. She kept me awake on the road. And Roberta Flack, Killing Me Softly.
Oh, wow, yeah, what a song.
Yeah.
How about
yours, brother?
Well,
how about yours?
I'm going to, I'm not even going to attach songs, but I'm just going to go ahead. So we are saying Aretha Franklin qualifies for the 70s, or you want to keep her in the 60s?
Well, her work in the 70s, she came back strong.
Yeah. Because she's one of the greatest.
Right. I know where you're coming from.
I'll keep her in the 60s because I got some other ones.
We're going in the 60s with her because she was at Muscle Shoals.
Yeah,
but I had to. I had to bring her out
yeah.
with Rock Steady and what she came back with in the 70s.
Well,
you come back, me is unreal.
This is an iconic 70s singer, and there might be a little bit of pushback because some people want to classify her as pop, but I tell you now, as a teenager growing up and turning into a teenager in the 70s, late 70s, for me, Donna Summer was the ticket, man. I mean, you know what I mean?
Have you ever loved a man ain't pop, people?
I don't think so either, but there, you know, she was so popular that I think some people wanted to give her pushback because of that. But Donna Summer is certainly one of mine. Gladys Knight, obviously. You know, I like Diana Ross. I'm not going to put her in my favorite. And again, I want to ask you if she qualifies because she made it bigger in the 80s. So tell me, because I'll go somewhere else. Does Tina Turner qualify for the 70s or is she more 60s and 80s? 70s was kind of her off decade, I guess.
Well, that you can blame that on
Ike. We'll leave her out. So let me think here, because again, I get a little.
She made a comeback when she left him and had the What's Love Got to Do with It and started the whole career over.
Mm-hmm. You know, a singer that I really liked again, and I, you know, being growing up in that phase, I get a little. I'm going back and forth because I'm worried about the 60s and the 80s too, but I really like Dionne Warwick's voice.
Oh, Lord.
Patti LaBelle. How about Patti LaBelle?
I do four to make people think and make it hard because we can sit here and talk about Dionne Warwick. I mean, what a beautiful voice.
Mm-hmm.
The 60s, I remember in junior high listening to her, man.
Mm-hmm.
She was a bomb to me. I love Dionne Warwick.
So
she got Hal David, Burt Bacharach, Hal David. Started churning those songs out. Ooh.
Now, and I tell you one, now you wanted to attach a song because I don't know that she had any other hits, but I'm pretty sure, I'm not pretty sure I know. It was around 75 or 76. Thelma Houston's Don't Leave Me This Way is one of my all-time favorite songs, ooh. Period.
Well, she hit that disco thing right there, too. Like she did.
And it was more disco, but that song, Don't Leave Me This Way, It is awesome. So anyway, let's get to some phone callers.
Okay.
And let them chime in. And I guess, does Raggy Gory want to go last? Oh, he wants to go last. Okay. All right. And did you get John T's last name for the ticket giveaway? Okay, good. All right, let's lead off with John T here, and then we'll get to Robbie Glenn, and we'll take some more phone calls. And we are going to go ahead and get our break here in a couple of minutes. It's a little bit easier when I get the break in. All right, John T, go ahead. You're on with Larry the Music Man.
All right, cool. Hey, what's happening, guys? Now, this one was a kind of tricky because you got the sound of Motown coming out of the late 60s.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And
that's what I wanted, John T. I wanted this. That's what I want.
And then it kind of morphed into a whole lot of disco, which I wasn't really cool with, but I did enjoy some of those songs. So, you know, this is what I've got right here. Artist and the song that you requested. Now, of course, I've got Aretha Franklin, and I went with Chain of Fools. And, of course, Gladys Knight, Midnight Train to Georgia. You can't miss out on that right there.
So then I
started... You know, it's like, gosh, it's kind of getting into disco. And I got Donna Summer and Hot Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Roberta Flack and Ring My Bell.
Who is Ring My Bell?
That was
Gloria Gaynor.
Ring My Bell.
Yeah,
song.
Yeah.
I thought it was Roberta Flack.
No, I don't think it was Roberta Flack.
Okay. Well, I all right.
But it's a great song. Right.
Yeah.
And I picked Millie Jackson because she did a really cool cover of John Conley's song, Rose Colored Glasses.
That's a good, you just scored big with that right there, brother. That shows what you're made of. You got taste. That's a good pick. You're right.
Well,
nobody would have thought of that. Yeah.
You know, sometimes, you know, covers of songs, but you know, other artists covering a song sometimes is actually cooler than the original.
You're right.
You know, and I hate to say that, I love the original, but sometimes a cover's really, really cool, man.
Hey, let me correct some guys, because I looked it up to make sure. Ring My Bell was actually Anita Ward. Anita Ward. Gloria Gaynor was I Will Survive, I think.
Yeah,
so,
you're right. Yeah. And let me tell you, that may have been Anita's only hit.
I think it was. I think it was one hit. I think she was a one-hit wonder. Yeah. But great song. Great song.
And in just a, you know, side note, I threw in Debbie Harry with Call Me just because of the movie American Gigolo.
That was a great movie too, by the way. All right, great stuff. Appreciate it, John.
Thank you, John.
And hey, enjoy that show tonight, okay?
That's right. Y'all be cool.
All right, let's go ahead and get to our break, because we got callers lined up. So we're gonna get the break out of the way. That we can go right up until the end of the show. We're gonna get to Robbie Glenn, Bryce, and Ragged Glory for sure in the next segment. Our favorite R&B and soul singers, and I guess disco too. I guess that's what the heck, man. Donna Summer was great. We'll be back with more right after this. Than live without him in mind. If you haven't checked out Who's Q and Brew already, it's time you did so. Tuscaloosa's best barbecue with lunch specials daily and night specials Monday through Thursday. We have a full bar featuring a new cocktail and wine menu, 16 draft beers, and $5 bushwhackers, and we have 17 TVs so you can watch all the big games. New food items include baby back ribs, house-made queso.
Game. On Sunday, October 12th, 92.9 WTUG will be broadcasting live. Bring the whole family to the 54th annual Kentuck Festival. Advance tickets online at kentuck.org.
Tide 100.9 Tuscaloosa weather.
Increasingly cloudy today. A good chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight. The high today 92, tonight's low 70. Tomorrow mostly cloudy with scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms. The high at 82. I'm James Spann with the Alabama Weather Network on Tide 100.9. It's 83 degrees in Tuscaloosa.
Song, man. What a tune. All right, welcome back into the Gary Harris Show, Larry the Music Man segment. Gil texted in Diana Ross, Gladys Knight, Chaka Khan, and Donna Summer. And he's also headed to see the Beach Boys tonight. So, all right, let's rack these calls up. Go ahead and punch Robbie through. He's next. Chase, hey, good morning, Robbie.
Hey, good morning, fellas. First, congratulations, Larry, on that induction. That's awesome, man.
Well, Robbie, that means a lot, man. Thank you so much.
No problem.
I almost bent the rules for you. You said, no, we're going to stick to the rules.
You stick to the rules. So yeah. It was hard. So, you know, you had so many great voices, you know, like you said, Dionne Warwick and all them, and it's just hard to pick. So I started going through songs that I remember in the kitchen when I was a kid in San Diego. My mom was making liver and onions and had it on the record player. So I was like, all right, what were my songs that she used to sing all the time? And Patti LaBelle, Lady Marmalade, the previous caller said, you know, also took some of my thought about people that came back and redid it. And I remember the movie Burlesque when Christina Aguilera sang that. And I love the way she hits it. So I did love that song because my mom used to play it. Aretha Franklin, Something He Can Feel.
Wow.
And I did have Tina Turner, Proud Mary, in the 70s. That song came out in the 70s.
No, that's very good. Yeah.
Proud Mary was good. I did also, my mom used to sing Ring My Bell from Anita Ward all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't put that on there. She was a one-hit wonder, but I think didn't she get sick or got in a wreck or something? That's why she didn't sing anymore.
And then, of course,
Gladys Knight, Midnight Train, which everyone's going to be picking that one, so... Those are mine I had. But I love the Patti LaBelle, but it was in the 80s on my own with Michael McDonald, too.
Oh, my Lord.
Couldn't pick it.
What a killer. Yeah, what a killer.
It was great, because that's two powerful voices right there. So
I remember that song well.
In the 70s.
Yeah. Wow. I was dating my youngest son's mother then when that song came out. Yep. Wow.
Awesome stuff.
Robbie, you remember, that's what I wanted. You remember this stuff, the 70s growing up. And matter of fact, I'm a liver and onions freak. Nobody will eat it with me. But,
My wife still cooks it for me. She won't eat it, but she cooks it for me.
May won't eat it either, but she'll cook it for me. Yeah. Wow, that's a good story.
All right, we got a bunch of other callers, Robbie.
Thank you, Robbie.
All right, roll tide. Bye, y'all.
Thank you very much. All right, next up is going to be Bryce. Bryce, you're on with Larry the Music Man.
All right, Aretha Franklin, respect. And Gladys Knight, Midnight Train to Georgia.
Woo!
And Ward, Ring My Bell. And Donna Summer, I Will Survive. Is that right?
I Will Survive was not Diana
that
Summer.
That was a bigger note.
I can't think of her name.
Well, I Will Survive is Gory Gaynor. We said that earlier, but that's
Gory Gaynor.
But you can still listen. If you don't match the song, that's fine. Either way, Bryce. You're rattling them off, man. You're rattling off some good stuff.
Bryce, you always bring it, brother. Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, Aretha Franklin did Respect and Must Shows Alabama. If I'm not mistaken.
She did. That's what. She's 60s. We're going to talk about her in the 60s. Probably more in the 60s than the 70s when we get into 60s. Yeah. That's when Dwayne Allman got with her and he went to New York to finish the album because she got mad. In the studio, she said it was a long story. I've told the story, but she went up there and brought Dwayne, flew him up there to finish the album.
My good friend of mine's dad managed at Must Shows Airport, and they all flew in there. And that's why he told me. Yeah,
we'll revisit that story. It was quite a wreck. It was a train wreck. Yeah. Well, her husband had a lot to do.
Hey, great stuff. Well, I got a bunch of callers, Bryce, but thank you, man.
I got a bunch of calls.
Yeah, we're running out of time, but thank you so much, buddy. I think Jeff is up next. All right, punch Jeff through. Hey, Jeff, you're on with Larry the Music Man.
How's it going, guys? Do you have the 2045 SEC football schedule? Do you have that handy?
Which one do you want? What year?
The 2045, do you have that handy?
No, I don't have the 2045.
I didn't know that was handy. We've got to know who we're playing 4 years from now. I don't know what it was, guys. It used to, we didn't care about playing everybody. And what's the deal now? We have 16 teams, so now we care about playing everybody in a four-year period.
Yeah, yeah.
How stupid is that?
Well, it's
nobody cares.
Well, Jeff, listen, brother, you call me back tomorrow. We're talking music right now, but thank you so much. All right, let's get to Cowboy here. Jeff, call back tomorrow. Talk football schedule. We're sticking to music for this segment. Hey, Cowboy.
Hey, Gary. How you doing, Larry, down there in Tobacco Country?
Cowboy and Bryce back to back. Wow.
Jeff was in between. Calling right behind Cowboy now. I mean, calling behind Bryce. Lord, how much. I'll eat liver and onions with you and Robbie Glenn any day of the week. Y'all got me hungry now. Gosh,
amen.
I love liver and onions. My mother used to cook it. Man,
I can smell it now. I can smell it in the kitchen.
Oh, I can't. My mother used to dap it in some milk and then cook it.
Yeah,
man, that was good eating. But hey, you know, nobody's talked about this, but I'm gonna bring it up. The godfather of soul was Don Cornelius in Soul Train, Larry.
Oh, brother, what you mean? And he was big in the 70s.
I used to watch that show after American Bandstand.
Soul Train.
We need to talk awesome about that show. Boy, he had all these artists on there.
Hey, we all need to meet for liver and onions. Let it be a Robbie Glenn pick the place.
Well, one of these days, listen, we're going to do a Gary Harris show, get together here. It's just so hard with me never taking any time off, but I'm going to put something together. Maybe this coming summer, we're just going to have a Gary Harris show. Weekend, maybe we'll have golf and music and fellowship and all that. That'd be something to, you know, take some planning, but maybe we can do it, Cowboy. I think everybody would enjoy that.
Maybe one of us will volunteer to be the social chairman and get it together. But I've done that kind of stuff when I was in college.
We'll nominate you.
Lord,
All right, brother.
That'd be awesome. Hey, I might be in Tuscaloosa the second weekend in November, so maybe we. But y'all want to do it when everybody's got freer time, probably.
Well, it's just gonna be hard to. But if you're in town, heck, you and I'll get together and grab some lunch, or maybe a few local people can get together. But if we do something that's gonna bring people in from other states, we probably need to plan it out and have it. You know, maybe when there's no football involved, it'd be a little bit easier to get in town and all that. But we'll. But if you come to town, man, let me know for sure.
All right, guys. Y'all be good. Enjoy your
stay. Thanks, Cowboy. All right, we're going to close it out with Ragged Glory. Ragged Glory, you got the last call.
Wow. Jukebox punched the wrong button. I was supposed to go first. Hey, it's okay. I love you all. I had to go down this list of everybody. I had to scratch the 60s women that actually carried over. They were Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, you're right.
Dionne Warwick, Diana Ross. I mean, wow, that was great. So I was drilling down in the rules of this for the 70s. Songs that actually spoke to me. I've got, first of all, you know, Chaka Khan was mentioned. Okay, Tell Me Something Good with Rufus. And then Everlasting Love. I thought that was great, too.
Very good.
Gladys Knight, you know, come on.
Yeah, really.
And I really appreciated Neither One of Us, that song.
Man.
Yeah. Okay, hang on. Let's go down this. I know you want to talk. Patti LaBelle, Lady Marmalade, the way she delivered that. Oh, you know, a lot of y'all have already picked mine. And I had to go with Donna Summer. And Thelma Houston. I'll go with Thelma Houston, Don't Leave Me This Way. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite songs. And Donna Summer, I Feel Love. I had a crush on that girl.
Yeah. Hey, Jukebox Heroes playing the close music, so we got to go. Sorry we got you out of order, Rag Glory. Well, honest mistake.
No worries. I love you all. Have a blessed day.
Hey, great segment, Larry. Thanks, buddy.
Jerry, thank you.
All right, that's going to do it for the show. Miller's Edge is coming up next. Have a great day.